Energy Composites will sell 94 acres of land back to the city of Wisconsin Rapids at the original purchase price because of a problem finding investors for the Windblade project. The city sold the land to the company at a big discount to facilitate some big plans, a 535,000-square-foot factory with 600 workers turning out massive fiberglass blades for wind turbines. Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Mary Jo Carson says Governor Walker's proposal to increase property line setbacks for wind farms was not helpful.
It changes the whole cost of installing a wind farm. It becomes almost prohibitive. And I have heard from people that are in the business that that was the death knell for wind farms going up in Wisconsin.
Mayor Carson says those concerns were shared with her by the management at Energy Composites.
They indicated they were not happy and very disappointed that Wisconsin took that direction. Now, my hope is that clearer heads will prevail and eventually the folks in Madison will correct that mistake.
Carson says Wisconsin Rapids is an ideal location for a wind blade factory, and she holds out hope that the company may eventually be able to realize its dream of building the new factory. Energy Composites currently employs 95 people in Wisconsin Rapids, producing fiberglass composite industrial tanks. Repeated phone calls to its CEO, Jamie Mansell, were not returned in time for this story. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.